Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open Peter Schweizer's profiles in corruption. Sophie, you read this one too, right? What was your first reaction?
Oh, my first reaction was just, wow. This book is a bombshell. It's not just a list of scandals. It's a deep dive into how the political class has turned public service into a family business. Schweizer lays out a whole system of influence peddling that's technically legal, but ethically bankrupt.
Right, and that's the part that got me. He's not talking about suitcases of cash or anything crude. It's this sophisticated network where the politician's name becomes a brand and the family members become the salespeople.
Exactly.
He calls them political entrepreneurs. They leverage access and power to generate wealth, often through international deals that would never happen without their official position. And the book opens by framing this as the new normal, where the line between public duty and private gain is just gone.
And the evidence is all there in public records. Financial disclosures, corporate registrations, leaked emails. It feels like a financial audit of the elite.
Yeah, and the most damning section is on Hunter Biden. Schweizer details how a guy with no energy experience lands on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian gas company, while his dad is vice president and the point person for Ukraine policy.
And he was making up to 50 grand a month, right? I mean, that's the kind of thing that makes you go, how?
Right.
And then Schweizer connects it to Joe Biden's threat to withhold $1 billion in loan guarantees unless Ukraine fired its top prosecutor, Viktor Shokin. Biden said it was about fighting corruption, but Schweizer argues it was about protecting Hunter and Burisma from an investigation.
That's a massive claim, but the book doesn't stop there. It traces Hunter's deals to China, where he got a stake in a private equity firm right after his dad's administration approved a major trade deal. And then there's Kazakhstan, Russia, Romania. It's a global network.
And the implication is clear. The only asset Hunter had was his name. He was selling access to his father. And Joe Biden's meetings and phone calls with his son's business partners might not be illegal, but it's a profound breach of trust.
It's a pattern, right? And Schweizer finds it all over the Democratic Party. Hillary Clinton is a big one. He revisits the Clinton Foundation and how foreign donors were making big contributions while also paying Bill Clinton huge speaking fees.
He basically argues the State Department operated like a venture capital firm for the Clinton brand, approving deals and arms sales that benefited foundation donors. It's a quid pro quo, but instead of cash, it's access and policy.
So it's not just the Bidens. It's the Clintons, it's Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, Eric Holder. All of them have this pattern of leveraging their position for personal wealth.
Pelosi's section is fascinating. It's all about her husband's stock trades. They've made these incredibly well-timed trades in tech stocks like Apple and Google, right when she's shepherding legislation that affects them. It's too consistent to be coincidence.
And John Kerry, he goes to work for a venture capital firm after being Secretary of State. He's monetizing his global connections. And Eric Holder goes back to a powerful law firm, working for corporations and foreign governments. It's all legal, but it's all influence peddling.
So the system is bipartisan, but Schweizer focuses on Democrats because he says they've perfected it. They've built this infrastructure of nonprofits and foundations that let them take foreign money without the transparency of a campaign.
And the media plays a role too. He argues the press hasn't investigated these stories with the same rigor they'd apply to Republicans. He brings up the Hunter Biden laptop story, which was suppressed and labeled disinformation, only to be later confirmed.
That's a controversial point, but it's part of his argument. The book isn't offering solutions. It's a diagnosis. It's showing us how the system actually works behind the speeches and the campaign ads.
And the takeaway for me is that the most dangerous corruption isn't the illegal kind. It's the kind that's perfectly legal, perfectly normalized, and hidden in plain sight. It's the political family as a business enterprise.
That's it exactly. And honestly, if you want to go deeper into the evidence and the specific deals, you can find the full summary and more in the 7-Minute Books app. It has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. But before we go, remember this. The book leaves you with a sense of unease, a feeling that the game is rigged. And that's the point. It's a call to awareness, to look beyond the rhetoric and follow the money. Thanks for joining us on 7-Minute Books. We'll see you in the next one.